Let's look here. Start with verse number 29. The Bible said, "For thou art my lamp, O Lord. The Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. He setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war." Now this is our text tonight. "He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation." Boy, look at this here in verse 36. "And thy gentleness hath made me great." I thought about that Psalm 23 when the Bible said, "He leadeth me beside the still water." Hallelujah, buddy. Amen. The Bible said, "Thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. I've pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Turn not again till I consume them. I've consumed them and wounded them, and they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad." Did you know there's people that take the Bible and try to say that a Christian shouldn't go to war? Did you know that? I don't know what they do with passages like this, amen, but anyway, there's a time when you have to defend what's right, amen. Let me give you something to pray about. I don't know for sure if this is the answer or not, but in our country, I was telling my wife coming up the road, I don't know, it just was impressed upon me strongly, something that I think we need to be praying about right now, and that is this. A lot of these, they're not controversial with God. Gay marriage is not controversial with God. God is against it. But a lot of these issues, I believe if God's people would go to praying, that at the very least, they could be sent back to the States. In other words, if you want to live like that, move on to California and leave us alone in Tennessee. Amen. That's something to pray about, isn't it? Wouldn't that be great? Instead of saying we all have to, our tax money as a nation has to support that mess. Amen. I'll tell you something else too. You ought to pray about those sanctuary cities. I say cut the funding off. You say you ain't got no business saying stuff like that. Well, I done did. Cut them off. Let them go hungry. Maybe some of them will get a job. Amen. Anyway, let's get back to the text. The Bible said, "Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their closed places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and to his seed forevermore. Let's pray just a moment. Father in heaven, we need your help. Lot to cover tonight. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be a blessing to these dear people that have come this way tonight. Lord, I pray you'd speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We've been talking about this song of thanksgiving, David's song of thanksgiving, recorded here in 2 Samuel 22 and also in Psalm chapter number 18. With song involved words, it involved his will, it involved worship, and then Sunday night, it involved a way, God's way. And tonight, it involves a warfare. And I want to get at that tonight in these last verses of Scripture, and I trust it can be a blessing to you tonight. It involves a warfare. A lot of people think, well, war is not a good word or not a good thing to be involved in. Let me tell you something. When you got saved, you got in a battle. You joined up with an army. Actually, you was born into an army. Amen. But you're a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible said. The Bible said a good soldier, he doesn't entangle himself with the affairs of this life. Amen. He gets his heart and his mind set on the things of God. And he wants to be a soldier that pleases his master. The Bible talking about this warfare, it said in 1 Timothy 6 and 12, it said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. You remember when the Apostle Paul was ready to depart, ready to leave, ready to die. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also who love his appearing. Now you say, preacher, what are you talking about? Not so much tonight, by the way, it may come to that, but not so much tonight, hand-to-hand combat, but a spiritual warfare. Our country tonight is in a spiritual warfare. Police officers are being shot. Lawlessness is raising its head in our land. Hopefully, soon, that'll be put down. I say, listen, carry your sign. Holler as loud as you want to. But tear up somebody's property. Block a road. Hinder police officer. Go directly to jail. That's what I say. Amen. We're in a warfare. You say, preacher, what can we do for the police officers in America? Brother Houston, we can pray for them. Amen. That's what we ought to do, is pray for them. Amen. I tell you what, I would be very nervous right now if I was a police officer in America. And it does not need to be that way. Anybody with any sense at all knows there's bad apples in the police force. There's bad apples at the fire department. There's bad apples in the pulpits in America. There's bad apples everywhere, but honey, I'm going to tell you right now, the majority are not bad apples. They're good people, and they're trying to do a service to the country. We're in a warfare in our country. David was in a warfare in his country. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 9:7, who goeth a warfare at any time at his own charges? In other words, you say, preacher, what's this got to do with a song of thanksgiving? Let me give you something tonight. David's not thanking God for things. He's not thanking God for stuff. He's thanking God for the victory that God has given him, amen, over his enemies. You know, Brother Ralph, you're singing that song tonight, Sweet Hour of Prayer. The Bible said the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Hallelujah. You say, what are we going to be shouting about when we head up through there? I'll tell you what. We're going to have complete and total victory, amen, over death, over the flesh, over every enemy that we've ever faced in this life, amen. Victory tonight. For who warreth a good warfare? Who goeth a warfare at any time at his own charges? His own charges. No, sir. Our captain's the one that charged us. You remember over there in Joshua? There was somebody that appeared to Joshua. We believe that's a theophanies. That's a big term, I guess, that means the pre-incarnate Christ.
We believe our Lord appeared to Joshua over there, and Joshua said, "Who art thou? Are you for us? Are you for our adversaries?" And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the Lord's host I'm come. Take your shoes off, for the ground whereon you stand is holy." Amen. I tell you, we've got orders from headquarters tonight. Amen. I'm not talking about the White House. I'm talking about heaven. God's people have orders from heaven tonight. It's a mandate from God to get involved in this warfare. 2 Corinthians 10:4. The Bible said, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Boy, I like that. That goes what up. I didn't get up tonight to say anything about what's going on in this country, but I can't help myself. Are you listening to me? There's some strongholds in this country. Yes, there are. But thank God there's one stronger than the strongholds, and He can pull them down. Amen. He can pull them down. Thank the Lord tonight. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. 1 Timothy 1:18, "This charge I commit unto thee, O my son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou mightest war a good warfare." God would say tonight, listen, we could write a song like this if we'll war a good warfare. We could have that thanksgiving in our heart like David does tonight. Let me give you some things tonight that the Lord spoke to my heart about in this chapter as I'm talking about this song of thanksgiving, David's song involving a warfare. First thing, and this is kind of, I don't know how to say it, but if you don't stay with me if you miss tonight, you might miss this, but you need students. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean students?" Well, let me just give you the Bible right here. The Bible said in verse number 35, "He teacheth." Well, now if somebody's teaching, somebody's got to be learning. And David said, "He's the teacher. I'm the one being taught. He teacheth my hands to war." You say, "Preacher, I'm facing something I've never faced before." That could very well be true. But can I tell you this? You'll never face anything that he hadn't already faced. The Bible said he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. The Word of God is talking here about a student, about the apostle, Paul was a teacher of Timothy. Timothy was a student of the apostle Paul. But here David is a student of the Lord God of heaven. He said, "He teacheth my hands to war." Let me give you this tonight. Think about this. You say, "Preacher, war, well, how many's ever heard of something called basic training?" You know what they do? They teach you. Is that right or is that wrong, men? I've not been in basic training. My brother's been in it, but I've not been in it. But I'm going to tell you something. What they teach you. They want to strengthen you. They want you to understand that you have authority over you. They want you to understand, and you don't call a gun in the military. If you talk to anybody that's been in the military, it's a weapon. That's exactly what, am I right about that, men? That's what, they teach them how to handle their weapon, how to clean their weapon, how to shoot their weapon. In other words, there has to be somebody that teaches the marksmanship and everything else that's involved. And David said here, "He teacheth." David was one that, my friend, understood that God was stronger than his enemies. He wasn't strong enough, but he had one that was teaching him how to handle his enemy. Listen to what William A. Warr said. He said, "The mediocre teacher tells. The good teacher explains. The superior teacher demonstrates. And the great teacher inspires." You know what I say? Hallelujah. God is one that doesn't just tell you. God is one that doesn't just explain it. But God is one, beloved, like it said right here, who's demonstrated his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And God is the one that inspired men like David. When David went down there to the battlefield and talked to his brothers, and they heard Goliath defying the armies of the living God. And David's one said, is there not a cause? You say, why was that welled up in that boy's heart? I tell you why. Because the God of heaven was living in his heart. God sought him out a man after his own heart. He was teachable. And to war a good warfare, we must be students. We must be teachable. Now let me give you something tonight. If you know, I can't believe you went back through there, Brother Gary, but when you said you went over Psalm 18 again, recapping, I can't believe I missed this. I can't believe I missed this. Somebody look at your Bible, turn to Psalm 18, and just read the first couple verses right quick. And see if you see anything different than Second Samuel 22. Now listen, it don't mean one's right and one's wrong. You remember what I told you about the four Gospels, right? Every word of God is given by inspiration of God. It's all right. It's perfect. Amen. Is there anything there in Psalm 18, them first couple verses, that's not in 2 Samuel 22? Has anybody found it yet? Huh? Have you found it yet? Well, I'll tell you what, I about come unglued when I saw this. I felt like a fool for just a minute, and then just come unglued. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? How many knows what I'm talking about? Have you found it yet? Have you found it? Remember, I asked you Sunday afternoon, I asked you to go home and read 2 Samuel 22 and read Psalm 18. I didn't do it Sunday afternoon. Anybody, how many's found it? You haven't found it? Let's look here at it. Verse number 20, chapter 22 of 2 Samuel. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies, out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. All right, let's look at Psalm 18. Glory. You get up here in the introduction, it says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies, from the hand of Saul. And he said, well, glory, somebody just got it, amen. I will love thee. Glory. Oh, Lord, my strength. You say, why was David such a good student? Why was he such a good soldier? I tell you why. He loved God with all of his heart. You know when we quit being a good student? When we leave our first love. You know when we quit being a good soldier? When we leave our first love. That's exactly right. He said over there, which church was? Church in Ephesus. But I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. He said, remember from whence thou art fallen, and repent, amen, and return and do the first works again. That's what God said. I tell you, say, preacher, what's that got to do with this message tonight? I'm going to tell you what I believe. David was willing to learn from the greatest teacher that's ever been on the face of the earth, because David was willing to love the greatest teacher that's ever been on the face of the earth. Let me tell you something right now. I love that little chorus that says, I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. My friend, listen, there is nothing that God couldn't fix in the Christian's life, in any church, in any country, that falling in love with Jesus wouldn't take care of. Amen. Loving him. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about that. That just sounds like mushy. Well, now, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We're not just talking about mercy. We're talking about man's will. I will love thee. That's what David said. That's how it started. I will love thee. And therefore, he was a good student in this warfare. Listen to some of these verses right quick. See what it sounds like to you. Psalm 25:4. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Here it is. Teach me thy paths. You know what we've got today? We've got people coming out of seminary that think they know everything to know about the path. I guarantee you this right now. Listen to me carefully. Those that are walking the closest to the path and living the closest to the Lord are those are the ones that are still crying out, oh God, teach me thy path. Look at chapter 25, verse 5. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Psalm 25 and verse 9. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Psalm 27 verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. How many of you men are here were Vietnam veterans? One, two, three. I see three of you. This is what they tell me, men. You guys can nod your head at me. One of the worst things about Vietnam was the ability for the enemy to hide. Is that not right? That's why they sprayed the Agent Orange. Am I right on that? I'm just telling you what I've heard and what I've studied out a little bit. A lot of men have diseases because of the Agent Orange. I knew a man that committed suicide years ago. A young man that had five children at the time. And they said that it had an impact in his life. The Agent Orange did. But listen, that what David has said here, he said, lead me in a plain path. Teach me. Let me be able to see. You know what I believe? You can't fight an enemy that you can't see. And so the Bible said here, teach me, lead me in a plain path because of my enemy. Psalm 32 and verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. God said, I will guide thee with mine eye. Psalm 86, 11, teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Psalm 119, 12, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Sounds to me like a student that's saying to the teacher, you know more than I do, and I need you to teach me. I need you to teach me. Psalm 132, verse 12, if thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. David's saying, teach me, I'll teach them. That's Bible. That's Bible. Psalm 143 and verse 10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Psalm 144 and 1, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. David was a good student. That's why he was a good soldier. He sat under the master teacher, the shepherd of the sheep, and allowed him to instruct him in the fight. Not only do we need students to fight a good fight, but we need strength to fight a good fight. Look here in verse number 35. The Bible said, he teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. We need, my friend, strength. The Bible said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Bible talks about standing, my friend, listen, in the Lord. So stand fast in the Lord. Be not entangled. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith God hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I believe with all of my heart we need strength to fight a good fight. We need a shield to fight a good fight. Verse 36, the Bible said, thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation. Thy gentleness has made me great. Ephesians 6:16 said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you're able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Praise God, we need that shield. Let me get to the main thing. One more thing, we'll get to the last thing, the main thing tonight in this part about warfare. Then the Bible said, and look at verse 37. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. We need sure footing to fight a good fight. I'll tell you something right now. If you ever get a pair of boots or a pair of shoes that are not cut out for the job, I've learned this the hard way. I'm only 6'2" tall. But when that much hits the ground in a horizontal position, it's not far to the ground, but boy, does it hurt when you hit the ground. You learn that the sole of your shoe is important and that it needs to match the task at hand. If you're going to go rock climbing, I wouldn't recommend wingtips. Amen? I wouldn't even recommend tennis shoes. You need ankle support. David said here, thou hast enlarged my steps so that my feet did not slip. Thank God we can, my friend, be like the lady in the hospital that said, how can you slip when you're mired up knee deep in the rock of ages? Amen. We need that good footing in the rock of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you the last thing tonight. This is where I want to dwell for just a few minutes. We need the right source to fight a good fight. This goes back kind of to that, I will love thee. But let me give you verse 40. The Bible said, for thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Thou. That's the key word right there, thou. David said, yes, I was strong, but let me tell you where my strength came from. It came from God. Watch this now. Them that rose up against me, thou subdued under me. Look at verse 41. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies that I might destroy them that hate me. 1 Samuel. Let's go there for just a moment. You don't have to turn. In 17, this is about coming into that battle with Goliath. Wasn't much of a battle, but you know what I mean. Coming down there in the valley. And the Bible said in 1 Samuel 17:47, all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with a sword and a spear, for the battle is the Lord's. Boy, I'll tell you something right now. That would behoove every Christian to remember. It's not your battle. It's His battle. You're just a soldier in His battle. Amen. Beloved, listen. He said He will give you into our hands. Listen to what David said in 1 Samuel 17:32. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fear because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. It amazes me how this sounds. Sounds like David is almost braggadocious. Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. You're but a youth. He's a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, he said, thy servant kept his father's sheep. There came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him. It sounds like, if you just read this far, it sounds like, boy, this boy thinks he's something. But you got to keep reading. You're going to see the source in this soldier's life. The Bible said here, I went out after him. I smote him, delivered it out of his mouth. When he rose up against me, I caught him by his beard. I smote him and I slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, now here you get it. Here's the source. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me. Right there's the source of our strength in the battle. The Lord. The Lord. Without him, what can we do? Nothing. With him, what can we do? All things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. David's song of thanksgiving. Don't miss this tonight. David's song of thanksgiving is one of a valiant soldier. King David. Watch this now. God gave me this statement. I want to read it. More important than this, David's song of thanksgiving is one of a victorious Savior. King Jesus. That's what this song is about. Amen. It's about the Lord, the source of His victory. David, I believe, is singing victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me. You see, David wasn't looking for a job that day. Samuel told Jesse, go get him. Go fetch him. God went out there where he was and brought that shepherd boy in and made a king out of him. You think about what he's going to do for us. Kings and priests, the Word of God said. Listen, sometimes, you know, we get the mully grubs. Well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. You know what a sinner saved by grace is? A child of the King. A joint heir with Jesus. Honey, we're somebody. We're going somewhere. And we can fight the good fight because of the source of our strength. Let me give you this and I'm done. He said in verse 50, therefore I will give thanks unto thee. It's thanksgiving. Wonder, Brother Paul, how many people over that man's life of 82 years have prayed for him. I guarantee you some of those people have done what I've done. Have you ever prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and give up? I'm asking. Have you? I have. Have you ever give up only maybe a week or two or a month or two later to see God do what you've just been asking Him to do for years? I wonder how many people prayed for that man. A lot of people. Wonder how many people witnessed to that man. You say, preacher, he said, therefore will I give thanks. There's a victory here. You know what it should do? The victory that we have in Jesus. Look at verse 47. Everybody get your eyes on verse 47, if you will. It should cause us to say this Thanksgiving. Are you ready? What's the first thing it should cause us to say? The Lord liveth. It should cause us to say, glory to God, we're going to have Christmas on Easter. He's alive. The psalmist here, David said, the Lord liveth. Will you say that with me? The Lord liveth. What was it you said a while ago, Brother Larry? He ain't dead. He's still on the throne. The Lord liveth. I don't know about you, but that just thrills me. He's alive. What's the next thing David said? Blessed be my rock. Will y'all say that with me? Blessed be my rock. I tell you what, let's do. Let's just get up on Thanksgiving sometime when we get around the table. Somebody just holler out, the Lord liveth. Maybe get Sister Jane and say, blessed be my rock. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about really getting down to what Thanksgiving's about. It's not just about a turkey and stuffing and clothes on our back and shoes. You got to know that David was thankful for all of that. But in this song of thanksgiving, he mentions none of it. None of it. He said, the Lord liveth. He said, blessed be my rock and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. I like that my, don't you? My. Personal. Can you say tonight He's your shepherd? Can you say that the Lord liveth? He's my Savior? Can you say He's my soon coming King? Blessed be my rock. I'm glad you come tonight. I don't know about you. How many of you know your feelings will deceive you? How many know that? Your feelings will deceive you. Brother Steve, there are sometimes I feel right defeated. I guess some wouldn't confess that. Is there anybody besides me? Sometimes you just feel. I'm just going to put this in the bank. And I'm going to push that play button, Brother Jimmy. The Lord liveth. I believe I say that about 3 times. I'll maybe not be so defeated. Blessed be my rock. Bless his name. Bless his name. He's worthy, isn't he? Amen.